Welcome to CCAST, a Clemson University podcast sharing everything about graduate education, inclusive excellence, research, and graduate life in the College of Engineering, Computing, and Applied Sciences.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to CCAST. My name is Timmy Samick. I'm a fourth-year PhD student in the Bioengineering Department. And today we have Elizabeth Giannino, who's also a fourth-year PhD student in the Bioengineering Department. We've all started together, which is pretty cool. And today we're going to be discussing the role of leadership and involvement in growing and developing as a graduate student. So, Liz, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Cool. Well, were you in the lab today? Did you get to go to Rhodes?
I did get to go to Rhodes. It's kind of just like you have to like hop in and out. You can't really hang out, which is really sad, but it's good to get back and get into the swing of things. Just kind of, you know, gets you motivated to accomplish some things.
Yeah. There's not many of us in there, but it's nice to see everyone every now and then. Cool. So I've talked a little bit about my leadership experience and things like that in a previous episode, but for you, let's start out with, tell us a little bit about your lab, the work that you do, and all of the types of involvement, engagement, and leadership roles you have and have had here during your time at Clemson.
Yeah, definitely. So I started Clemson about 3 years ago, right around this time. And I joined Dr. Jordan Gilmore's SMART lab in the bioengineering department. So the SMART stands for Sensors, Materials, and Analysis for Regenerative Tissues. Our lab is actually super diverse in terms of what we study. I'm kind of more, on the bench. It's more of like what we call wet lab, and I work with a lot of materials. So specifically, I'm developing a tri-layered multiphasic wound dressing that will hopefully eventually help heal chronic diabetic ulcers. But, you know, I have a lot of other colleagues and lab mates that work more with biosensors, so doing a little bit more electrical work, and then also computational analysis. So like I said, we do a lot of different things, which makes our lab kind of unique. And so that's been really fun. You know, in addition to, you know, kind of getting my feet wet into lab, I kind of wanted to make sure that I, you know, understood my place in the bioengineering department first. There's kind of like a lot of steps you have to take. You need to, you know, take a certain set of courses and pass your qualifier. So I just wanted to kind of make sure that I had that nailed before I like fully establish myself as, professional student in bioengineering. So after that, I started getting a little bit more involved within the department. We have what used to be called the Clemson Bioengineering Society, which was mainly just the graduate students in the bio department. The undergrads kind of had their own organization. And so about a year ago, we ended up merging the two. And so we formed this organization called the Clemson Bioengineering Organization, or CBO. And so the idea behind this was to pull together both undergrads and grads to foster, you know, networking, collaboration, and camaraderie within the department. So that was something.
Time with that merge, didn't we? That was interesting. That was a good year spent.
Yeah, definitely. We're excited to kind of see how it goes. Unfortunately, like the pandemic put some of our, you know, transitions on hold. So we're going to do the best that we can. But I'm super excited to get a tons more interest because, like I said, we're taking in like, you know, a couple hundred undergrads as well. Right. So that'll be kind of fun.
And you're president now. You're president this year. So delegating, taking care of all that needs to be taken care of. So it's definitely going to be an interesting year. It's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to see how things go. So cool. Yeah, thanks for the intro. Tell us about your lab and your work. So I want to backtrack really quick. Obviously, you know, you've been highly involved and, you know, we've worked together a lot in the bioengineering department through leadership roles and other things like that. But as an undergrad, so you did your undergrad degree at Wake Forest. Were you just as involved at Wake Forest? And if you were, how exactly did that shape your experience there and enable you to transition to graduate life a little bit better?
So in terms of, you know, the question, was I just as involved? Well, I'd like to think I was, but it's almost kind of like comparing apples to oranges. The experience that I had in undergrad is vastly different than what it's like in graduate school. However, I did stay extremely busy. And so, you know, when I attended Wake Forest, I knew that I needed to do something to, you know, get myself out there and to make friends. You know, I'm from the Midwest, so coming out east, it was a big deal. So to do that, what I ended up doing was, you know, getting a sense of campus life. They have like a day where you get to kind of walk around all these different like clubs and organizations booths and try to figure out what does Wake Forest have to offer. And I know that Clemson does a very similar thing at the beginning of the school year. And so I found the Wake Forest Club Gymnastics booth. So I actually was a former gymnast for a lot of my short life. It was something that I did and I really enjoyed doing. And I still am kind of part of the USAG world. But at Wake Forest, I joined the club, and that was something that I will never forget or regret. You know, it was a little bit more of a selective club, so the people on the team, you know, we were, like, super close. We got to travel a lot, and, you know, we made a lot of new friends, some that I had actually met at Clemson, just because we were, like, in the same region. But that was mainly a large section of my like undergrad life. I really liked staying physically active while, you know, engaging in my studies. I think that's so important.
Yeah, that's a great point to make. And I think that's something, you know, a lot of times, especially as a graduate student, people can tend to push to the wayside. You know, that's something else that we have a lot of here at Clemson that maybe not as many graduate students take advantage of through club sports and even intramural sports. So yeah, I'm glad that you pointed that out, because definitely physical wellness helps keep the mental wellness in check. So, and we know we needed a lot of time, especially for the stuff that we're doing.
Right.
All right, cool. So yeah, you were involved a lot as an undergrad, maybe kind of took on a different face in terms of the things that you were involved in. But in terms of being here and being involved and being a leader, do you think that continuing to be as engaged and as active and holding leadership positions here has facilitated more growth and development as both a student and a researcher?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, I think I forgot to mention, but, you know, back at Wake Forest, you know, my time on the gymnastics team really pushed me towards, you know, leading that team. And I was actually president. So, you know, a lot of it was, you know, creating budgets and definitely marketing the team and getting us to travel. And so it was a lot more of a commitment, you know, which is interesting because the club for so long was just, you know, like I said, a sport to me. So just being like that type of leader definitely helped me at least transition into graduate school. So I think a lot of my friends that, you know, left undergrad and just, you know, started working, although a very good option, I think a lot of them think that graduate school is just another degree to put on your, you know, resume or your record. But it's not. It's much more than the research that you do, the classes that you take. It's a process. And, you know, not only is it a process, but it's during a time where, you know, you're at a certain age where you are definitely learning a lot about yourself and a lot about others and a lot about how the world works. So, you know, being involved definitely allows you to kind of, you know, figure all of that out. And it definitely is a way to kind of escape such like an isolating environment that graduate school can be. I don't want to like, you know, scare you or anything. Like,
no, don't sugarcoat it. But like it is.
Yeah, it can be super isolating. And, you know, you for the most part are going to have your own projects. And you are going to solely be the expert. And a lot of times it can be hard to find help and to talk to people. So you really have to push yourself to kind of get out there and stay active. And it may be uncomfortable at first, but like I said, it's super gratifying in the end. Like I said, I was in, you know, a very similar situation when I first started. And, you know, it was just me, no one else from Wake Forest, and kind of like you, Timmy, no one else from Slippery Rock, you know, came with you. So you definitely had to make more of an effort. And like I say, grow during that process of, you know, graduate school.
Absolutely. Yeah, it definitely, it pushes you to new levels. It helps facilitate, helps facilitate that interaction that we all might need, especially when we're starting out, you know, developing relationships and networking and just getting to know not just your cohort, but getting to know the faculty and staff in your department, the staff in the college around you. That way it can help push your, you know, your graduate career further and help you get to that next step. So, no, very good. And speaking of that next step, so all of these skills that you've gained, you know, through your involvement as an undergrad, you know, leading the gymnastics team, now leading the Clemson Bioengineering organization and everything else that you've been involved in, how do you see all these skills and experiences that you've gained through these activities transitioning to your future career or benefiting you in the career search process?
Yeah, so, well, you know, first and foremost, I can give you an example. So this summer, I was actually supposed to be interning at a pharmaceutical and diagnostics company called Roche. Unfortunately, because of COVID, it got canceled. But I will tell you that I was kind of surprised by their interview process. It wasn't necessarily about, you know, what I've accomplished, you know, what is my research, you know, how many papers have I published, you know, how many conferences did I go to, and what did I, you know, present on. And it wasn't necessarily just about that. It was kind of more focused on my work ethic, as well as how I can think on my own two feet and problem solve individually and with a team. And that honestly can only be learned through being involved and, you know, staying active within a campus life. And so that's kind of an initial example, but further on into my career, again, I'm not exactly there yet. So, you know, by no means am I an expert, but I have to believe that, you know, the perks of being involved and being a leader and the mistakes that you made are going to pay off probably in the ways that are going to be like least expected. You know, it's unfortunately not something that you can get like a letter grade in, but it will help you to eventually communicate effectively and be able to ask questions and also just like read people. You know, that's something that I feel like I'm getting a little bit better at, you know, just reading people's expression and maybe knowing what to say at certain times. And, you know, so that's, I think, super important in terms of growing professionally.
Yeah, absolutely. We talked about emotional intelligence in professional development class, and we see it all the time. And, you know, Dr. LaBerge hit the nail on the head. It's one of the most important things in growing as a graduate student, growing in your career, whatever it is that you end up in order to keep growing. And the more that you can develop that emotional intelligence, and I tend to think, and it sounds like you do too, you develop that skill through being involved and being around people and having that opportunity to lead people and also have some sort of influence on others in a positive way. So, yeah, no, that's awesome. We're going to wrap up in just a little bit, but I have one more question for you. If out of all of this and all of your experiences, if there's a single thing that you think people should know about the importance of leadership roles and involvement as a graduate student, what would it be?
Okay, so I think the one thing that I will say from my experience is, you know, don't be afraid to participate, and don't be afraid to, you know, have a role and a responsibility. I think that's super important. It is challenging. It will push you. But like I said, you know, your experiences and the mistakes that you make will definitely become super beneficial, even just, you know, 3-4 years into graduate school. With that being said, you know, if you have the opportunity to become a leader, it's super important. And Timmy, you definitely probably can agree to this, but, you know, we learned in our professional development class to hold your cards. And that's something that, you know, we all tell each other now. And basically what that means is, you know, life is gonna throw you a curveball. I mean, we're seeing that right now with the pandemic. It's never gonna go as planned, especially when you're leading an organization with a couple hundred people. You're not gonna be able to please everyone. Some people might throw you shade. You need to look past that. And, you know, as a leader, you need to hold your cards and stay positive and calm. And by doing that, people are really, really going to respect you for that. So, you know, by holding your cards and being sympathetic, you'll be a really amazing leader. And like I said, don't be afraid. And, you know, you also have people out there to help you. I think that's kind of the Clemson motto. And, you know, and one day, you know, you can return that favor and help others. And that's how we kind of pay it forward and move forward within humanity as well. So,
absolutely. No, that's a great point. Great tie-in with Clemson family too. You know, I could absolutely speak to that point. And within our department, you know, we know that everyone has our back. All the faculty and staff have our backs. So, yeah, definitely don't be afraid to take that chance, take that risk, get out there, go get a leadership position, go be involved, and do as much as you can. You know, it's all about developing yourself and developing into a well-rounded individual. Grad school definitely changes you. It changes you for the better, makes you a better person. It forces you to grow. So, no, great. That was awesome. Thank you so much, Liz. This was a great interview. I think everyone's going to get a lot from it, and maybe we'll have you back on again sometime.
Yeah, I'd love to. Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. We'll see you later.
CCAST is a production of Clemson University's College of Engineering, Computing, and Applied Sciences Office of Inclusive Excellence and Graduate Studies. For more information and conversations with our graduate students, subscribe to CCAST wherever you find your podcast. And remember to visit us at clemson.edu/CCAST for more information or to apply.